At the end of the day, it would have been a decrease to that over the course of 10 years at a rate of about 0.5% a year. We would have seen that. Not something that we feel like would have put the hospital at a risk for closure. We always want to keep reimbursement rates strong. We want to keep the money coming in that's coming in because it helps us to give people a raise every year and to have a good building and to have equipment that we feel good about. So nobody's sure what's going to happen at the Senate level and what the final version will be. The hospital is, I think, is in as strong a financial position as we could be for an independent county-owned hospital.